After the death of two Australian soldiers in Afghanistan, debate has turned to Australia's future engagement in the south of the country. The Prime Minister says troops will remain there until their job of training the local army and police is complete. But a Major General and an Army Chief of Staff during the Vietnam War says it's an unwinnable war and Australian soldiers should be brought home. The Greens will move a motion to have the Federal Parliament debate the issue next week. From Canberra, Samantha Hawley reports.
The bodies of the Australian soldiers, Jacob Moyland and Darren Smith, are now on the way back to Australian soil. In the small Queensland town of Gaynder, funeral preparations are underway for Sapper Moyland.
Everyone in Gaynder would have known this young man, all his school friends, parents, and his parents are local, of course, been working there for a long time, so very well known and will affect a great number of people.
That's the local mayor, Joy Jensen. The bodies are due back by the weekend.
We share with the rest of Australia the misery of the news of the death of two good Australian soldiers.
The Greens leader Bob Brown says now is the time for a parliamentary debate about Australia's continuing role in Afghanistan.
This is a democracy. There are different points of view. There is a growing feeling amongst the Australian people that this is not our war and that the Australian Defence Force personnel should be home here in Australia.
Senator Brown says he'll move a motion for a debate when the Federal Parliament returns next week. On commercial radio in Perth, the Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, reiterated his determination to stay the course.
You can't just walk out of the place without locals being equipped to take care of the responsibility for the part of Afghanistan which we've been given responsibility for.
He says Australian troops are training Afghan soldiers and police and they won't be coming home until that job's done.
And that means getting it right, means training them the right way. That takes time. We've made really good progress on that so far and our troops are doing a fantastic job.
What are they going to do if the casualties arise to 20, 50, 100... They'll be absolutely galvanised into action from a political point of view because they'll be under great pressure from the Australian public.
In a letter to the editor in the Australian newspaper, the former senior army officer, Alan Stretton, says how many fine young Australians need to be sacrificed in Afghanistan before the government realises this war is unwinnable. Major General Stretton was an army chief of staff during the Vietnam War. He also spoke to local ABC radio in Brisbane.
I feel very strongly about it and I think there's a greater number of Australians thinking more strongly about it. After all, we've been there 9 years and virtually achieved nothing.
But the federal opposition won't be withdrawing the troops either. Far from it. In a major foreign policy speech just weeks ago, the opposition leader, Tony Abbott, foreshadowed sending more troops to Afghanistan if he's elected. He's argued Australia should be prepared to take control of the southern Oruzgan province once the Dutch pull out in August. He didn't go as far when he was asked today.
I think it's important for Australia to pull its weight. I very much respect what Australian forces are doing in Afghanistan.
Russell Trude is a Liberal senator and the deputy chair of the Standing Committee on Foreign Affairs.
We are of the view that Australia could at least look more closely at whether or not the opportunities which someone needs to take on for leadership in the province needs to be seized, and that would be both, you know, making a contribution to security in Oruzgan, and would also be a reflection of our commitment to the alliance with the United States.
Would that require more troops?
It probably would involve a greater commitment of forces, and that, of course, raises the risks and that raises the dangers, and, of course, it also raises the possibility that a greater loss of life.
The Greens leader, Bob Brown, says his motion next week will focus on a withdrawal date for Australian troops.
President Obama has at least got a schedule beginning the withdrawal of US troops next year. We don't have that in Australia.
Senator Brown acknowledges his motion for a debate is unlikely to succeed.
Samantha Hawley.